This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show straight, Roland Martin.
He's in Washington, D.C. on his way down to Union Station. He's covering the train accident that happened overnight here in Philadelphia. Roland Martin, good morning.
Donald Silver, Jack, a six-person has died in that accident, 138 injured. So certainly sad for a lot of people. Many of us who go back and forth between New York and Philly, we have been on that train. So we will keep folks abreast of what is happening there. Also, sad story out of Wisconsin, where a DA announced that the officer who shot and killed Tony Robinson is not going to be charged in his death. He was a young man who was shot 7 times. That decision came down yesterday. Andrea Irvin, who is his mother, she joins us right now from Madison, Wisconsin. Also, Curtis Sales, who's an activist, joins us from Milwaukee. Ma'am, I want to go to you first. Certainly, it had to be hard for you to hear the district attorney announce no charges for the officer who shot and killed your son.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely hard. Seeing as how I absolutely believe that it was an unjustified shooting.
What exactly happened? What happened on that day when your son ended up being killed by the police?
My son, being on a Friday night, was hanging out with his friends, and apparently they started doing some mushrooms, and my son some experience in what they were doing and was not doing very well with it. His friends tried to call the police to get help for him. He was not handling things properly. And the police came to help. Matt Kenny arrived first. He didn't wait for backup like he was supposed to. Decided to go in the house where my son was in. Had went into I don't know what he went in there for, because he was told not to go in there. In the 20 seconds that Matt Kenny went inside the house where my son was at, he started firing. We know that it was
20 seconds. It was 20 seconds from the moment he came to the house, the first shots being fired.
20 seconds from he walked up on the porch to go in the house. He went in the house, and 20 seconds he said he went up 8 stairs. Cops went up to the top of the stairs, yelled out he was a police officer, that somebody replied back, that then my son came around a corner, punched him. He fell into a wall, fell down, don't remember how he got downstairs, came outside, and then continued and then started shooting my son. All of that took place apparently in 20 seconds.
Curtis, massive protests have been taking place for months, and the folks were protesting yesterday. And again, this is one of those cases where what the police say one thing, and then DAs and others simply go with a cop's version of what took place. Curtis?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, go right ahead. You and others have been protesting. My point there is, again, another example of police give their reaction to what took place, and DAs simply go with it. And again, another cop, no bills for the murder of a young man.
Yeah, Roland, we are seeing this across the nation, whether it be Madison, whether it be Milwaukee, whether it be Ferguson, Missouri, New York, whether it be Cleveland, Ohio. We see that black men and black women are being unjustly killed by police. And instead of DAs being individuals who are impartial, they are individuals who work closely with the police to get conviction in each and every city across the nation. And we see that this is a trend that is continuing as African Americans are being shot by police, shot down by police.
Curtis, I saw a graphic yesterday that said that there in Wisconsin, I think in Madison, that they have a much higher rate of killing people than a lot of major cities across America.
Yeah, so cops killed 96 out of 100 cities. Madison ranks at the very top of that list for African-Americans being killed. We know in Madison, Wisconsin, that there are more black men who are killed by police than there are car accidents.
Say that again.
There are, in Madison, Wisconsin, more black men are killed by police than there are black men who are killed in car accidents.
Okay.
Wow.
The makeup of African Americans in the city of Madison? What percentage of African Americans?
So black folks make up less than 10%. I think it's somewhere around, I believe it's 5.5 to 7.7. Mm-hmm.
Andrea, what's next? Obviously, the officer, no criminal charges filed. What is next for you and your family getting justice for your son?
I've been doing a 2-month investigation, and my lawyers took everything back yesterday to read over all of their investigation. We've been doing our own 2-month investigation, and I am absolutely, this is not the end for me. This will be the beginning. I'm not going to sit down and let Matt Kenny get away with murdering my son when it's pretty much obvious to everybody who can see this the way it really went, that he murdered him and he did it in cold blood. I'll take this as far as I have to, and to the day I take my last breath. But this will not, it's not over.
Is the Department of Justice, have they launched an investigation into this case?
Pardon you?
Has the Department of Justice launched an investigation?
The Department of Justice?
Yeah, have they launched an investigation into your son's murder? Or his death?
No, they have not, not yet. And that's something that we will be trying to make sure it happens from right now.
How old was he?
19.
19. Black Lives 19. Matter.
Andrea, we surely appreciate you joining us. And sorry for your loss. Curtis, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here we go again.
Again.